ॐ शुकाम्बरधरं विष्णुं शशिवर्णं चतुर्भुजं प्रसन्नवदनं ध्यायेत् सर्वविघ्नोपशान्तये सरस्वती नमस्तुभ्यं वरदे कामरूपिणि विद्यारम्भं करिष्यामि सिद्धिर्भवतु मे सदा येनाक्षरसमाम्नायम् अधिगम्य महेश्वरात् कृत्स्नं व्याकरणं प्रोक्तं तस्मै पाणिनये नमः वाक्यकारं वररुचिं भाष्यकारं पतञ्जलिं पाणिनिं सूत्रकारं च प्रणतोऽस्मि मुनित्रयम् ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्ति
Yeah, we're going to do it. Okay. Maheshwarani Sutras. Ready? Ayum Rilrik Ayong I Ouch Hayavarat Lan Nyamangananam Chapang Garadash Jabagaradash Kapa Chatata Chatata Kapai Shasasara Ho Iti Maheshwarani Sutrani. Okay, let's go to what page are we on here? We did number the first four, is that correct? On the common consonant Sundays, we did dental plus lingual also.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right? So we're starting on page 5. Page 13, number 5. Okay.
In your Sunday handbook for the tape. I don't recall having ever taught this particular Sunday, but it does come up, so it's an important one. Read the talk. Dental, Takara. If I say Takara, it means it or id, okay? Takara. For the Takara, followed by a la. Followed by la, it will go to lakara, and the in, if it's a dental nakara, it will go to the nasalized lakara. So let me give you some examples of that. So say if we have a final, just to write it on the board, we have a final ta or a final da, so the first or third, right? Or also a final na. These are very frequent finals in a word, okay? Followed by a lakara, a word that begins in la. Okay? Followed by a word that begins with la. It will go to la, the lakara, and the nasal will go to the nasalized lakara. Okay? So the ta or da will go to just the lakara. So you're going to end up with a double lakara, as we'll see. In the examples, and if it happens to be a dental na, it will go to the nasalized semi-vowel, the nasalized lakara. So let's look at an example here. If I have tut layaha, here you have a dental ta followed by la. This is going to go to lakara. So you're going to have a double tut tal. Layaha. And that can be made like this. Right? That double akara can be made in that way by some fonts. Okay? So tal layaha. Right? So you have ta or da, followed by a lakara. That ta or da will go to lakara. So you'll end up with a double lakara. Tal layaha. If you look in here, see how they made the double akara? Okay? Example for the da, tad linaha. Same thing. Right? Ta or da, followed by nakara. Tad linaha, tal linaha.
So you just sort of pause for the double, huh?
Yes. That's right. In fact,
in any of these words where there's like a double ch is really frequent, or like say a word like this. Gachati or Chadana. There's a lot for tet. You don't say gach chati. You come in with a pause. Gachati, right? Uchadanam. Instead of uchadanam, right? Tat-tad. Instead of tat-tad, tat-tad. Right?
Carol, when you write the nasal plus the lower and you put the half
moon. The Anunasika.
I've never seen the Anunasika on the. I've always seen the Anunasika.
Yeah, where is it? It's on top of the letter.
Let me show you how we usually do it.
Go to the middle between two letters.
Let me show you how they. Oh, I see what you mean. That's true. Okay. I was thinking of something else. Let's do this. Vidvan. Likati. The scholar writes Likati. Vidvan. Likati. Here, nasalized lakara. Okay? Vidvan Likati. So how would that be pronounced? Vidvan Likati. Vidvan Likati. It's just kind of like Vidvan Likati.
That's odd.
Yeah. It's a ng sound. More than ng. Vidvan Likati. Okay. Everybody understand the sandhi? So if you have a ta or da or a na, which are word endings, followed by a lakara. If it's a tarada, it just goes to lakara. If it's the dental, it'll go to the nasalized lakara. Since the semivowels have nasal, there's such a thing as a nasalized semivowel, I think it makes sense. Any questions on this? Bill?
The da is because it's the third.
That's right.
Of the ta.
That's right. So first or third. Yeah. If it's a first
like
or third.
We went through last week. In the Sunday.
Yeah, that's right. But this isn't an option, right? This isn't.
Yeah.
And this is only for the dentals. There's no corresponding rule for that.
No, it's only for the dentals. Clear for everybody? Okay. Let's do the next one. All the examples are just right in the handbook. So. This is a good one. And I've also, I don't recall ever really going into detail on this one with you. If you have a ta followed by a sha, then it optionally goes to this. The way I have this is kind of a shortcut. I'll keep it like that for now. But let me go into detail with it. It's an option. Okay. Say I have. Let's first look at an example. Say I have. I'll take this one. Tet Shiva. First thing to note, you have Tet Shri Twa there, I can take that too. I'm going to do both. Tet Shiva, Tet Shivaha, Tet Shri Twa. Okay? Couple things to note. First of all, this is a dental followed by a palatal. When you have a dental coming together with a palatal, the dental is going to go to the palatal. So, is Sha hard or soft? Hard. The shikad is hard, right? That means what would this the corresponding dental be? If this is hard, and it's a palatal, what would the corresponding palatal be for the? Ch. cha. Right? Because this is, if you've got a dental coming together with a palatal, this has to go to the corresponding palatal. But if the palatal is soft, it would go to da, because that's da is soft. If it's a hard, it will go to cha. So this would be touch shivaha. That's the first side of the option. This would also be touch shrutva. Because now you have palatal, hard. Palatal, hard. Okay? Hard and soft can't come together. This is a basic underlying rule that you can't have a hard consonant followed by a soft consonant or vice versa. Right? If you have a hard consonant followed by a soft consonant or a vowel, vowels are considered soft. The hard consonant has to go to the corresponding soft consonant. Okay, now, the option. The option is, and the option is usually what we see, is that the sh, this is fine, but the sh changes to ch. And I'll tell you why. Just think of this script. It's always trying to totally represent what you actually say. And if you say tat shivaha, you get a kind of a ch sound there, right? So it'll go like this. And this is really common enough that once you understand the rule, you'll see it a lot. Tat shivaha, right? Tat shrutva. Tat cha shru, right? Tat shrutva. Since we use the word shruti a lot in Sanskrit, there's a lot of words that begin with a shruti, shiva, what else? Shanti. If you have a word ending with a ta, you know, by any of these words, you're going to be seeing this type of a sandhi. And usually it is this sandhi. I hardly ever see it like this, even though this is an option. I'm always seeing the ta go to cha, the sha go to cha. Okay?
Yeah, I can't read what you've written down.
True, that's an otter okay. And an oo. Tet shrutva. See, shrutva, just break this cha, ra, with an oo. Shrutva. Okay? Everybody get it? So now I'll be pointing this out when we're doing our readings. I've been pointing it out, but you haven't really learned it. So now it'll be something to make note of. Okay for everybody? There was kind of a... Let's just read the bottom one here. If you were to... reprint this page, I've kind of corrected it. I've made this more complete. Tet shrutva goes to touch shrutva or touch shrutva. So I've done an edit on this to make it more complete, like what I've just put on the board, if you want to print that extra page out. Look at this. Everybody say Srimat, Srimat, Shankara Bhagavat Padaha. Srimat Chankara Bhagavat Padaha. Everybody see that? Srimat Chankara. Srimat Chankara. Mm-hmm. Bhagavat Padaha. Or Srimat Shankara Bhagavat Padaha. Any confusion there? The Srimat Takara followed by the Shakara of Shankara goes to Srimat Chankara or Srimat Shankara. You okay, Penny?
To tell you the truth, I still don't understand the sandhi, I mean this
third example on the top line we talked about yesterday.
The third example on the top.
T, I can't even read it.
Here, this T, touch Shri Pua. Point to me.
This one. I still don't know where that E came from.
Oh, okay. There's a touch Shivaha. Okay? Touch Shivaha. Now, we're going to go touch Shivaha. If I can go like this, touch Shivaha.
Well, wait a minute.
Where's
Shivaha?
It's a different example.
I know.
That's what I said that I fixed. But
I
just put that on the board, the correct one,
okay.
Right?
Okay.
But you understand this is what I thought you meant. Then this would become... That's how you would write it, right?
Yeah.
That's, so that's clear.
That's fine.
Okay, so that's what I'm saying. If you print out that page, it'll be all three. It'll say... Touch Shruktwa goes to touch Shruktwa or touch Shruktwa. Tet Shivaha goes to tet Shivaha or tet Shivaha. Tet Shivaha. Okay, so all of that's there.
Okay.
Okay.
This is the same as Satchidananda, right?
No.
No?
It is. Let me tell that. If that one goes back to the one we did previously, let me do that one. Sat Chit Ananda. Okay. Sat Chit Ananda. Here you've got this rule only is applied that we're doing right now. It only applies to Ta followed by Sha. There's no Sha here.
So
what this rule is the first of all. You've got a palatal.
Dental.
You've got a dental followed by a palatal. Here you've got a dental, which is fine, but so we don't worry about dental here because this is a vowel. So that's not going to be an issue. But if you have a hard consonant followed by a soft consonant or a vowel, so this is going to go to palatal, palatal. This will go to soft consonant plus vowel. So palatal, palatal, hard, hard. So this would go to such. Hard vowel. This will go to soft.
Right.
Palatal, palatal. This has to go to the hard palatal because this is hard. This is hard followed by a soft consonant or vowel has to go to the third. The third of the two group is what? The Sat Chid Ananda. Clear for everybody?
Sorry for the distraction.
No, that's okay. Let's go to number three here. Three is kind of a corollary. It's an extension of six. It could be 6A even. If you have a na, nakara, dental, followed by a sha, right? A dental followed by a sha, it will go to, here you've got dental followed by palatal. This will go to nya. Okay? Followed by cha, or optionally, nya, followed by sha. So all the only difference here, since this is a dental, this is a nasal, the nasal will go to the palatal nasal. Okay. So sha goes to cha plus the nasal, or sha. So here you also have an option, right, with this one. I wrote like this, or cha, sha. That's the option. A takara, followed by sha, goes to itcha, or itcha. A nakara, another dental, followed by the palatal shakara, goes to the dental nasal, nya, followed by cha, or nya, followed by sha. I give the example. Maduran. Maduran Shabdan. I think I took this from the Sandy Chandrika that I was talking about the other day. Shrinoti. He hears sweet sounds. Maduran Shabdan Shrinoti. The person hears one, he or she hears words or sounds. Shabd is words or sounds, which are madura. Maduran Shabdan Shrinoti. Nakara. Okay? So you can have followed by the shakara. Maduran. So which one I did first? Shabdan. Gnana nakara followed by the shakara. Maduran, Chabdan, Chabdan, Trinoti, or Maduran, okay, here it is, here's the option. So what this means, always be suspicious when you see a chakara, right? If you see a chakara, it could be the sandhi. There's not that many chakaras. I mean, they are there. There's a lot of words with chakaras, but it's not the most common letter. So if you see a chakara, always think that this could be a shakara if you don't know what the words are, you know? Maduran, Shabdan. Maduran Chabdan. Oops, sorry. Chabdan. Trinoti. Everybody see it? Practice memorization. Mm-hmm. Any questions on this one? Actually, I should be putting the actual numbers. I think I'll remember these as we have them. This was number 5, 6, 7, 8. Okay. And this also comes all the time. The Ku through Pu group. A mute plus a nasal. Goes to the optionally. Okay? I don't have optionally written down. Yes, I do. Yeah. A mute plus a nasal goes to the nasal optionally. If it doesn't go to the nasal, what would it go to? Because is a nasal hard or soft?
Soft.
So say, look at the example. If we have etat ma, etat, sorry. A to ma. Say we take the option and convert this to a nasal. What would the nasal be? No. A ten ma. If we didn't convert it to a nasal, since there's an option here, what would it be? Hard, soft. This would have to go to the third of its class, right? Because hard, soft. So this would be, this is the option. Hey, Ted, mom. Let's... without the congent consonant. Dated ma. What about this? Bach mayaha. Hard consonant, soft consonant. First thing to do is let's use the option. What's the nasal of the ku group? No. Bong mayaha. Bong mayaha. If I don't exercise the option, vog. Vog mayaha. What about Chait Na? If I exercise the option? Chain Na. Double Na. That goes to the Na. Chain Na. And if I don't? Chait Na. Chedna. Clear?
Is that the only way to write the bo and the no together? How would you do that?
Oh, fine, we'll see. I don't know, I probably would do it like that. That is how they do it.
You never put the halant and written in the middle of the word. Yeah, she's just doing it.
There wouldn't be a step.
Or maybe the no would go from the...
I don't think so. I've never seen that. It wouldn't go like...
I know.
No.
What about one of those little inside jobs?
What? No. That's
Is
only
that
for the Hakara.
You know, this way?
Yeah, no, I know, like, Ru or the Hakara would...
Yeah.
No, I think actually they'd exercise the option, if that were... I don't know, actually. It's a good question. Are we okay with this? There's some corollaries to this. I want to... I mean, some... continuation of the same, just to show. Let's look at 9 and see what I mean. If you have a nakara followed by a soft palatal or soft lingual, it will go to the nasal of that class. So this is what it's like, this up here, right? Because you have to remember, you've got the ku group. You know, when I say ku, it includes the whole group. If I say ku, that ukara, ka, ka, ga, ka, na. Mm-hmm. So the ku and pu, they don't involve the tongue. So this is important to understand for why sandhi rules come. But if you take the chu, ku, and tu, the tongue is involved. And so sandhis are going to be generated when we're mixing and matching between those three. Okay? So here, if you have a nasal followed by a soft palatal or a soft lingual, it goes to the nasal of that class. So I give you two examples here. Donovan. Donovan Jayati. nasal, dental nasal, followed by a soft palatal. It's dental nasal followed by a soft palatal. What happens? Goes to nya. It's going to go to the palatal, right? We're going to be distinguishing this from a dental nasal followed by a hard palatal.
These nuts are all kinds of problems.
They are.
There's like four rules here just for the nuts.
There's a lot of things involving the nakara, and we're not done yet, believe me. Okay.
It's kind of intuitive.
It's a trouble blend.
It is,
yeah. A letter.
It is intuitive. Once you get it, kind of get into the rhythm of it.
Because when you say it, it comes out like that.
It does. Mm-hmm. And if you kind of understand the position of the tongue, also, it makes a big difference. So here, now look at, here's a soft lingual, mordanya. Tan dayanam. The dayanam that I have there?
Yeah.
Yep. That's what you have.
That's all right. I've copied all of it, so. Tan dayanam.
What does that mean,
Tan dayanam? Dayanam means flying. But that's why I don't understand Tan dayanam. You're going to have to add some words to fill out the sentence. Doesn't make sense. Donavan jayati, Donavan jayati, Tan dayanam, Tan dayanam. Okay for everybody? I'm going to do one more. Okay? And I love the board. Okay, let's look at this. If you have a num, now we're going to do the hard consonants. And notice, if you read up here, notice that they're the ones that involve the tongue. See that? And number 10? Okay, so now you've got a nakara, dental nakara, followed by cha, cha, ta, 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 ta. Okay? In each case, it's going to go to an anuswara, followed by the sibilant. And this is what I was thinking of before. Followed by the sibilant of the class. And this is also an important one. Because nakara ends a lot of words. You know, like Raman, Tan. So now, it's going to go to the anuswara plus the following, plus a sibilant. The sibilant of the class. So the sibilant, the palatal sibilant is sha, lingual, sha, dental, sa. Okay? So let's look at, let me line up the examples. Tasmin chit. Times we put the, I'm used to it having the unannounced day half moon. Look in your, look at your, the one that's here, and on a page, number 10. Kasmin chit. Kasmin chit. Often we use the unannounced symbol. Sometimes you'll see it just with the anuswara, but often you see it with the anunasika, with a half moon under it. And notice where it goes. It goes under the nakara is over the anunasika is under is here, right? And then the sha, it's not over the sha.
Do you get what I mean?
No.
Oh, well. Remember when I made that mistake putting this here, up here?
Yeah.
Oh, it's got it over the lakar. Because I was, in my mind, I was thinking of this. Where the anuswara or anunasika is going to go here. Not over the sha. It goes over, it's like this is kasmin chit. So it goes here under the kasmi. Like
uh-huh.
Over the kasmi. Uh-huh. So kasmin's chit.
You can also get an inta, because it's instead of nasal, it's often kasmin's chit. Or you'll hear it as kasmin's chit. Kasmin's chit or kasmin's chit. Does everybody see?
Did we ever write the half sha inside like that, or is it always written like an Ishvara, you know?
Oh, no. It can be written either way.
But even in Ishvara, you can write it either way?
It depends on the font. It's not wrong.
Oh, really?
But this is, it's not wrong, but that's how you usually see it. Again, it depends on the font.
Okay.
Yeah. This is better.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm getting confused about the Anunasika.
Okay, let me...
I mean, when do you use, I understand this, but when do you use the half moon and when do you not? Because it must make a difference. I mean, do you think it's a...
Yeah, like, for instance, there when you have a nasalized semi-vowel.
Right.
Well, the nasalized semi-vowels are la, va, ya, and ya, not ra. There's not a nasalized ra. So there's three nasalized semi-vowels. There you use the anunasika. Here you use the anunasika. Because it's going to be a nasalized shakara, in a sense. No, you wouldn't call it that. It could be optional. Actually, I don't know how to answer that. I know where we use the anunasika, but then to have a general rule, here we use the anunasika, and here, do you know, Bill?
But, Carol, this doesn't seem right to use a half moon. It seems more right to just use the bindi.
I've seen it so often using the half moon, though.
Maybe it's a Hindi thing.
Yeah. Here I have it just using the anuswara. But so many times I see it with that, so I'd like you to recognize it either way. Okay?
And I know I asked you this before and I forgot the answer, but you know when we're chanting, sometimes it means gum.
If it means gum... Usually in the chant, they'll have it like a or they'll have something that looks like this. When they don't have it, when they don't have that in the chant, then you have to learn it from your teacher. It's
okay.
Passed on.
Okay.
Yeah. There's no way to really that I know to know except that they teach you that way.
Okay.
And you mark it.
Like in kind of the gum
hall. Yeah.
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 So maybe there's some sort of rule that would be within the chanting that makes you understand why they use the goom, but if there is, I don't know. Often, like in this book that we usually use, they'll actually have it there, but not all the time. Like when I learned Rudram using that, when I learned it from Vagishananda and some other teachers, there's just an anuswara there. And you have to learn, you have to mark it. Yeah. Okay? Let's look at some other, can I erase these up here? We'll have to look at the handout for it. Mahan. Let's just take the tika kara, the one who writes the tika. The tika is a type of commentary, right, on a bhasha. It's notes on a bhasha. Mahan tika kara. Nakara, followed by a hard lingual.
Right?
We're on I'm lost. I think
page 10.
Number 10.
Number 10, I mean.
Yeah. Oh, I said second one. Sorry.
Maharam Tikka
Kata. Sorry. Okay.
Look at here you've got a dental, nasal, followed by a hard takara. So, Mahan Tika Kata. Or put just Anuswara there. As long as you be flexible, Mahan Tika Kata. Shakata. Right? That's going to be the Anuswara plus Shakara. Is that okay for everybody? Look at this. Mahan. No more calm. Yeah, I forgot about this, actually, with the dental. I'll tell you about that. So if you've got Murkhan, why can't this just stay dental? Why can't it just stay Murkhan Tyajati?
Because it's... Because it's hard and soft.
Hard and soft. Or cons, tjajati.
Does that mean I get rid of the idiot? What does that mean, we can't digitate?
What?
What does that mean, that I give up the...
Oh, yeah, abandon fools. Digitate means to abandon, you know. He abandons the murkas, the fools. I didn't do this.
you're not
going to
abandon us?
No, I mean... these are all from the Sandhi Chandrika. All right, for everybody? Any questions? Because this is all we're going to do today. We're going to do the...
We're not doing the killer rule?
No,
I'm all primed for this, baby.
It'll take too long. We're going to do the killer rule next week. Let's see if next week will be our last class. Next week we can finish these. Next week we're going to finish the hard consonant Sunday. So you can read over these before you come if you want to. It makes it a little bit easier. Okay for everybody so far? Let's take a break now. Also, just if you turn the page to page 15, a lot of these... you can do. Can't do all of them, but a lot of them you can do. Okay, let's take a break.
Oh, you had a typo in that 15 page.
There is a typo in on page 15 that I've corrected in the book. It is this. If you, a little more than halfway down where you see Jagat Ishaha, everybody see that? Mm-hmm. Jagat Ishaha. That should be Ishaha. Shakara.
On the left.
Yeah. Ishaha. Ishaha. I did correct that, if you print out a new one, but just you can correct it. That's the only one we've found there so far. Oh, I see one. Go down to the second one up, Ach Hraswa. Do you see that there's a nether stroke under the ha?
Mm. Yeah.
That shouldn't be there.
Mm.
Wow, it's just... endless. So, I'll correct that too.
I think also in the rule number 10, there needs to be Havan Thunder, the Chachapta Tha.
Rule number 10.
Is that the one you have on the board as well?
Let me see.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Where?
What number 10? I don't see it.
The rule of 10.
Just the chikara, chikara, the bell. Just the...
Oh, well, actually,
or it doesn't
you don't need that. The cha is just for uchalanam, for pronunciation. Okay. So...
We have it in some and not others.
I'll look for consistency there. Yeah, you can put it.
I guess it doesn't matter. It
doesn't really matter, but, you know, I might put that. The thing is, after you learn the Pratyahara Sutras, the is always for China, an example, but still, I can do that. That won't hurt me. Okay. Let's take a break. And you can... We're going to need your book... And also the first few sutras handout, right? And also the new handout that I just gave you.